Speaking of Dick Harris, his political career is older than some adults. Dick Harris was first elected as a member of the Reform Party back in 1993. He then went on to be a member of the Canadian Alliance and is now serving his fourth term as the Conservative MP for Cariboo Prince George. But this weekend, Harris announced he will not be running for re-election, meaning it will be the first time in 21 years his name won't be on the ballot. Dick Harris joins me this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
21 years. What made you think about retiring?
Well, given the combination of my age and the length of service, a lot of people would say, yeah, it's time, Dick. And that's what my wife and I came to the conclusion of, that it is time. And I always had told people that if it comes the time that I wake up in the morning and don't have the energy or the enthusiasm that I always have had for the job, and that's the time to consider maybe stepping down and letting someone else take over.
Earlier this year, there were rumors spreading that Prince George Mayor Sherry Green might want to replace you. Back then, you told media you had no plans to step out of politics. What changed?
Well, my wife and I were actually going through a long considering session over the spring and summer. And we had told people that we will have a response in the fall to the big question, and it's basically the timing, and that's exactly what happened.
Dick Harris, when you made the decision to run for the Reform Party in 1993, did you have any inkling that you would still be in politics 20 years later?
I have to honestly say no. I'm not sure that there's anybody that gets into politics that imagine themselves 20-some-odd years down the road still as a member of parliament. You know, when you get elected, when you make the decision and get elected, you work as hard as you can for the people of your riding and hope that they like it. And if they do, they tend to re-elect you. And this turned into a very lengthy second career for me, and I've loved every moment of it.
Well, let's talk about one of those moments in particular. I'd like it if you singled out a moment or achievement that you're most proud of from that 21 years.
Well, I think the things that I'm most proud of is the things that that I and my constituency assistants, two wonderful ladies, Soraya and Jen, have been able to accomplish on a personal level for people in the ridings. And I can tell you there is a huge number of things that have happened that have been life-changing for some of my constituents. And those are the ones that bring you the biggest personal reward, is to be able to be in a position to help people and see changes, good changes, happen to them.
And do you have one in mind that changed the life of one of your constituents?
I sure do. It's probably the very first one. It was a young fellow that had been in a car accident while working and suffered a brain injury, and he had been fighting with the authorities, provincial authorities, WCB, for about 7 years, 6 or 7 years, and was living on welfare, and somehow his case just wasn't getting dealt with. He came into my office. He looked very tired, cold, and hungry. We talked for a minute. We went next door, had some breakfast, came back. I worked on his case for about 16 months and got a call one day from WCB saying, "Mr. Harris, we got good news. We're going to give, we'll call him John, we're going to decision John $232,000 in retroactive benefits and a $1,600 a month lifetime pension." And that really clearly defined for me, as if I didn't already know, where my direction was going to be for the rest of my political career, and that's focused entirely on my constituents.
I'm speaking to longtime MP Dick Harris about his decision to leave politics after 21 years. You started out with the Reform Party, then the Canadian Alliance, prior to joining the Conservatives. What's your sense of the state of the Conservative movement in Canada today?
I think that, I think the Conservative movement is still strong politically. You know, we're staying close to Conservative values and policies, and I think that, I think we've got, certainly got, still got lots of life ahead of us. The economy is good. People are working. Everything's on an upswing. Taxes are down. I think the average family is paying about $3,600 a year less than what they paid before we formed government, which is a great thing for families. I think Prime Minister Harper, I believe, has done a wonderful job, and I'm very proud to have been able to serve under him all these years.
Moving ahead, you have endorsed Todd Doherty, who recently left the Canada Winter Games, to be your successor. Why him?
Well, you know what? When you're leaving office, you want to ensure, you want to try and ensure that things that you've done are carried on. Maybe in a little different way, but, you know, the results are the same. And Mr. Doherty has been someone that I've known for many years. I've known of and known. We're not close personal friends, but certainly I've been able to observe his work ethic and his vision for how he does things and how he wants to see things happen throughout the riding, and his love for people. And you know, that's important to me, and I saw quality in him that I didn't see entirely in the people that had either indicated they may run or have came right out and said they are running. And so I made the decision to support him, and I personally think it's the right decision for me.
He, as you mentioned, he does have competition for your job. How active of a role will you play in his campaign?
You know what? I'm not going to be intimately involved in his campaign in any way. It's time for a new group to take over. I've given him some advice, and if he calls on me for mentoring of any kind, I'll certainly give it to him. But as far as being on the ground running, et cetera, selling memberships, that's up to him and his team. And I hope and I anticipate they'll do a good job of it.
Dakaris, we only have about 30 seconds left, but what's next for you?
Oh, boy. My wife and I look at each other the last couple of mornings and say, okay, it's finally happened. Now the rest of our lives is going to be in retirement, not being on schedule, spending as much time as we can with our kids and our grandkids, and just kind of enjoying life. I'm sure, well, I've already been approached, but I'm sure I'll be doing some other things, but nothing on somebody else's schedule. It'll always be on ours.
All right. Well, thank you for scheduling this interview with us this morning, and good luck to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Dakaris is the MP for Cariboo Prince George. This weekend, he announced he will not be running for re-election.